It's Georgia Ann. How are you? Well, I've got a reporter here. Exactly. I've told him that. It's very quiet now compared to what it was 3 weeks ago. So I wondered if it would be okay to...
Georgia Ann Lakofsky is one of 1,100 USEC workers facing unemployment in the coming months. The company plans to hand the gaseous diffusion plant back to the DOE by 2014. Until then, workers are fulfilling customer contracts and cleaning up radioactive materials. Each of them is awaiting impending rounds of employment cuts.
When you walk into a building where you've worked and where you've been responsible for meeting production quotas, it is emotional when you realize that the equipment that you've cared for so long no longer operates.
In the late 1990s, the federal government created the Paducah Area Reuse Organization, or PACRO, to prepare the region for cuts or the plant's closure. PACRO formed an assembly of regional leaders who wrote grants for workers and utilized aid programs. They act as stewards of the facility and its employees with the help of a $10 million DOE-funded startup grant. Enter the Purchase Area Development District, or PAD, which managed those grants and provided administration for PACRO. Until now. PAD will end its relationship with PACRO this month. The organization's role is changing with the plant's closure. That's what projects manager Marianne Medlock says.
It's not a role that the PAD could take on.
In January, the Paducah Economic Development Council asked to assume PACRO's management operation, despite PAD's contract with the organization. The PACRO Executive Committee denied the request, but Chairman Jerry Hoover says that's when the organization and its administrator were met with a great deal of public criticism.
Nobody complained until just recently. And that came primarily from the PED organization.
When DOE startup funds dried up in 2006, PACRO made the decision to focus on revolving personal and agency loans to stay afloat. As for the reusing of plant facilities, Hoover says little can be done.
In order to find somebody to go out there and to reuse that facility, you had to have access. And, you know, that property doesn't belong to us.
But here's PED's president, Chad Chancellor.
I find it to be an excuse. I don't think they were capable of doing it. I don't think they had the expertise in doing it. It has not been run as organizations should be run.
Chancellor says he won't approach the table to negotiate for a PED management role again. If the search committee approaches his agency, he says he'll consider the terms, but the financial environment is dangerous.
They have loaned out $2 to $3 million since January that was not loaned out at the time. And so whoever ends up taking it over is taking it over without the financial resources to do probably what needs to be done.
But PAD contends that without DOE funding, the move to go ahead with loans was the only way PACRO could achieve its mission. Marianne Medlock.
Since 2006, there hasn't been a single dollar of grant funding added to the PACRO program. Without that due diligence, we wouldn't have had the funds to be able to help the region create the jobs and leverage the resources that it has, especially in the last 6 months.
Back at the plant, Georgia Ann Lakofsky says workers are just trying to focus on the job at hand. But in the back of even her own mind?
A lot of uncertainty. I'm trying to look at this as an opportunity. But right now, I'm open to what those opportunities might be. And, you know, I'm trying to stay positive about that and be optimistic about the future.
Paducah leaders hope PACRO can provide these opportunities. For WKMS News, I'm Austin Ramsey.